glad to give it to you for free.
Menashe,
get me a Q-tip quickly. My ears seem to have heard the word free. Free is a good word. I like that word. Everything free is good. Air is free. Are you saying, do you mean it?
Certainly I mean it. I don't need the taxes. I don't care. Fix it up anyways.
You can have it. Gentlemen, you can have it right now. Right now? It's a nace. I can't believe Shmuel, Menashe, get the pen. You have a pen. A pen. Give me a pen. I'll sign right now. We'll take it for free. Meanwhile, across the street, the pirates is inside. I can't wait. I'll quadruple it. When they come back, I'll maybe even five times more. Menashe comes back in. I'm sorry, Mr. Pirates. We decided that we're not taking it.
You what?
We're not taking it. We are moving across the street.
Across the street?
What store's across the street? That old vacant place? That's exactly right. It's vacant. But it won't be vacant for too long. We'll just move all our stuff right in. But how much is he charging you? It's for free! You ever heard the word free, Mr. Pirates? Free! Free! You know what free means? You probably don't know what that means. It doesn't mean quadruple. It doesn't mean triple. It doesn't mean double. It means free. It means zero, nada, nothing, zilch, zippo. The pirates, but this was my high rental. I mean, you can't leave me now. How am I going to, I also have city taxes to pay. I'm sorry, he gave it. I'll give it to you for, I'll cut it in half. Half is not free. Half is not free. I thought you didn't know math, Shmuley. I know free. Free, I know. Free is not math. Zero is not math. It's not a number. I'll give it to you for free. He's also, we'll take them both. We can open two stores. We'll take it for free. We have two stores now. We'll open tremendous. We'll build a walkway from one to the other. Shmuley, I think you're getting a hold of yourself over here. That's right. Where do we sign? You can have it right now. The pirates takes out his pen, all says paper, and when Shmuley and Menashe come home, they own both stores. Both stores are going to be one tremendous department store of stuff. It's a nace. Shmuel, it's a nace. He's sleeping again. It's a nace, Shmuel. It's unbelievable that never the pirates is a lowlife. He never would have done it. How did we ever find that other place? It's unbelievable. It's such a nace. I told you I'm trying to get to sleep. It would be a nace. Wake up. Listen to me. What schutz is it? Why is it? Why do we keep getting things? Last time we got the loan. Now we got the two stores. What's the pshat? What's the tzarashova? What puts them together? You're asking too many questions. You're asking me. There's got to be something. Let me think. I know the tzadashava. The tzadashava is that I got up at 5 in the morning. You want to talk about nisim? Me getting up 5 in the morning is a nest comparable to some of the greatest nisim in history. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to sleep. Menashe was thinking. It's bothering him. It's got to be. Man, he gets stuck here. He does nice things. He's a philanthropist. But what? What made this happen? 5 in the morning. Davening? Stucker? And then he remembered. Leibke. Both times he got a bracha from Leibke. Both times he got a bracha from Leibke. Never before did he ever ask Leibke for a bracha. Just this time he decided to get a bracha from Leibke. It worked by the interest, and it worked now. It must be Leibke. Leibke's bracha worked. Get up. Get up, Shmuley. I got to tell you something. You don't got to tell me anything. I'm telling you. The only thing you got to tell me is I can go back to sleep for a few hours. Get up, Shmuley. I got to tell you something. I figured it out. You figured what out? I got the connection. I know why this is happening. I know why we were blessed both times. What is it then? Don't keep me in such suspense. Already tell me because I got to go back to sleep. Tell me. Leibke. Leibke? Leibke Marish Shchaira. Leibke who sits outside the shul. What has he got to do with this? He gave us both brachas. Don't you remember? Yeah, I remember. He gave us brachas. I was running like for the hills when he gave me the bracha. That's right. But he composed himself, right? Yeah, he did compose himself. And he gave us a bracha, both times. And both times, look what happened. His brachas have power. There's something special about him. He's some kind of a tzaddik. His brachas work. Menashe, I think you're getting away with yourself. I mean, you think I'm a little bit eccentric. This is a little bit crazy. That's Leibke Marish Chayri. He's a nice guy, and he's a wonderful person and everything like that. But his brachas, I don't think, have such a tremendous effect. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're making a mistake, Shmuley. You're making a mistake. Now, I'm not making a... Listen, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, but if I were you, Menashe, I wouldn't tell this to too many people. Because they would think of you a little funny if you think that some beggar with a little tin cup outside of some shul's brachas are making you have these tremendous nisim.
I'm telling you, Shmeely, I'm telling you, that man is a hidden tzaddik. He's a hidden tzaddik. Nobody knows it but us. We gotta tell people. People have to know.
No, wait a minute. This is not such a good thing. If you start telling people that Leibke is a big tzaddik, they're gonna think you're crazy. This is not something you would be telling people.
You know, you have a point there, Shmuel. Yeah, this is also a shtickle nest that you have a point. It's wearing off on you.
Yeah, and as long as we know, that's good.
You're right. Listen, this is our secret. It'll be an ayin hara. If we tell too many people, maybe it'll be an ayin hara. Maybe he'll lose his kaiches. Who knows?
Listen, I'm sure when the right time comes, we'll tell. But right now, I suggest you keep it quiet. You understand?
You're right. It's the second time in 10 minutes you are right. I'm starting to get nervous.
Yeah. Okay, so now let me go back to sleep. And you go back to sleep and say some tellum. And then later we'll discuss this, okay? Because my furniture's coming today. I'm very excited.
Okay. Menashe went back together with Shmuel. And before every business trip they made, they went to Leibke, gave him tzedakah, got a bracha, and every time it worked. Every time, they were more matzliach than ever before.